Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, my news today is from the Philippines, and we have some really fine missionaries serving from one end of that country to the other. But today, the story is about Frank and Afia Denisi, and Frank's been there for a long time. He's still a young man, but he's spent a good bit of his life in the Philippines. And he says, we are entering into the new school year here and have seen four new Bible college students join us for the school year. We have classes from Tuesday to Friday, with outreach ministry being all day on Saturday and Sunday. However, throughout the week, God has allowed us to enter into public high schools with our church staff and Bible college students and volunteer church members. There have recently been some school shootings and mass demonic possessions happening in the public schools here on the island. This has given us an opportunity to start even more campus ministries and class-to-class gospel sharing. However, we are still awaiting some memorandums from the local Department of Education that would authorize us to enter into more schools. Please pray for this door of opportunity, that God would grant us even more access to the schools and that we would see more souls saved. Now, my friend, it's a whole lot easier to do that on the mission field than it is in the United States of America, but we're happy for what God's doing there through the Denisis. Now, Brother Frank adds, my wife has been a great blessing. She has a special ministry of speaking to national pastors' wives and being an encouragement that way. Her spirit and attitude in the ministry are a joy. She was recently able to speak to about 40 pastors' wives and has another speaking engagement for them on the other side of the island, and it's passed already back on September the 14th. Would you please pray for her? It's all by God's grace. And then we have another medical mission in Mindanao. That's the big island in the south part of the Philippines in September. We do appreciate the prayers for it, as we will certainly be entertaining hundreds of patients and have another wonderful opportunity to share the gospel with each of them. Please pray for the success of this medical mission and the Lord's provision for it. Now, Brother Denisi adds, we're saddened by the passing of our missions mentor and friend, Dr. Don Sisk. He went home to be with the Lord recently, and he lived a life that modeled what it truly meant to follow Christ. Dr. Sisk was director for our family when I was a child back in 1991. I later saw him at Bible college, and he was such an encouragement to me at that time. I am sure he didn't know how much the encouraging words he told me meant to me. And later on deputation as a single missionary, I was honored to drive him around to different churches and places. Those times of fellowship and conversation about missions and the Christian life will always be cherished. One of the last things he told my wife and me was that she was an answered prayer for me. He told me how many times that I had married well, and I strongly agree with him. We need more men like him who will model Christ and show through their lives what missions and the Holy Spirit-led living is all about. And I say a hearty amen to what Brother Denisi says about Dr. Sisk. And of course, he and I had been friends for many years, 50 plus. And what an influence he had across the world for Christ and for missions. And continue to pray for the Denisis as well.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.